I'm with former Australia defender Robbie Cornthwaite, well known to A-League fans, retired in May. Here we are in Singapore, Robbie, and you're contemplating your next step of your professional life. What have you thought about?
To be honest, I've been exploring different media opportunities at the moment, mainly in Malaysia and Singapore, and so far it's been quite positive. It's something that I really enjoy, and I think I've got a lot of strengths in that area, so I've been lucky enough to cover some World Cup matches for Astro Super Sport, and just been in Singapore the last few days meeting and speaking with some guys at Fox, and it's an exciting time. It's a new career for me. It's a long journey ahead, a lot to learn, but it's something that I've enjoyed a lot so far.
Yeah, you're 32, turning 33, had a really long career playing in Korea Republic, Australia, Malaysia most recently under Mehmet Jerakovic at Perak. Of course, you played with Mehmet as you won the won the Malaysia Cup a couple of years ago. So how satisfied are you when you look back on your career?
Well, it's an interesting one, to be honest. When I experienced all those fantastic moments with Adelaide United, the Asian Champions League final and the Malaysian Cup and thing, I always thought that I'd look back on it and it would be this amazing thing and I'd be so proud and that. But I look back on it and yes, I'm pleased with what I've done, but I'm almost looking ahead now. I've never really tended to look back, and my wife was asking me, what did you think about it all? And the first thing that came out of my mouth was, well, it was probably a bit of a waste of time. And she couldn't believe that. And obviously that's not what I think, but certainly I think the thing to take from that is you have to enjoy the moment because it's never going to feel the way it did like when you were there. So that'd be my bit of advice, I suppose, for anyone still playing. Enjoy the moment, really enjoy it, because for me personally, when I look back, it doesn't really have that much relevance or significance on my life.
That's interesting, isn't it? But your career was a very good one, and of course you started off as a youngster with Adelaide United and did play in that 2008 AFC Champions League final against Gamba Osaka. And then you had a good move to Korea. So when you look back, what would you say the highlights were for you?
Yeah, certainly that Asian Champions League final was a highlight. I was so young and it was just a wave of momentum that we were on, similar to Western Sydney when they won it. You just felt like you couldn't lose. And yeah, on the back of that, the 4 years that I spent in South Korea were probably some of the best years of my career. People probably didn't see me play a lot then, but that was probably when I was at the peak of my game. And in total now, 7 or 8 years spent playing football in Asia, I think that's a pretty good achievement, and one of the longer periods of time any Australian footballers have spent in Asia, which is not easy. So, and then of course my Socceroos, it was only short-lived, but they're proud moments, and no matter what anyone says, you can never take that away from me. And I got on the score sheet a couple of times, which has made me a bit of notoriety, I suppose. So it's all good fun.
Yeah, that's what we liked about you as a player. I think being a defender, you could always come on as an emergency striker, and a couple of international goals, which is some strikers I know have got more than 20 caps for the soccer who's never scored, so that's a great achievement. But looking at the Western Sydney Wanderers chapter, that was, I guess, pretty eventful for you.
Certainly was. When I arrived, I learned quickly the expectations of the club and of Tony Popovich, and it took me some time to settle, but after probably 6 months there, I really found my feet, and again, was probably the fittest I've ever been. Popper's an amazing coach, certainly the best coach I had in my career by a mile. Attention to detail, and to be honest, I only wish I had him earlier. I had him when I was younger and would have spent more time working with him. Once I earned his respect and the respect of the other players, gave me the captain's armband, which was huge, considering where I started with him and where I ended up. And when he left, that was a big blow for me personally and for the team. And under Josip, things never really got going, and in the end, it was probably best that I moved on and came to Malaysia and had some more good times with Mehmet, and that's pretty much it. Yeah,
I've got to ask you about that change with Tony Popovich, I guess, leaving Western Sydney Wanderers before last A-League season, on the eve of the season, going to Turkey, and Josip Gombal coming in, very different coach. There were reports that the two of you didn't get on so well. What's the real story?
I think it was just probably a difference of personalities. As I said, Popper had such a presence and a footprint on that club. It was probably hard for whoever followed him, but Josip's been successful at other clubs, and I just think personally, you know, like a player going to a club, sometimes it's just not the right fit, and I believe that's what happened at Western Sydney. You know, we didn't. It's not that we ever really had a fight or any ill words to each other. It's just, I think we're just on different pages, and obviously we've both moved on now. So Western Sydney's got new manager, and I think Josip's got a job in India. So you know, I wish him all the best, and no ill feelings.
Talk more about your Socceroo career now. I think you made your first appearance coming off the bench around 2008, if I'm not mistaken, in an Asian Cup qualifier. And then it was several years later, maybe 4 years later, you played again. When you look back on your Socceroo career, what stands out for you?
Certainly, well, I like to call my debut was actually my second game. That first game was sort of an A-League based squad, and you know, it was 4 years later until my next game. So that game in South Korea, I got a very, very late call up just 2 days before the game after there was a few injuries and wasn't expecting to play. And then that morning I found out that I was going to start. I think Spiranovic got injured, so ended up starting and then scoring the winner in like the 91st minute, whatever it was, that tap-in. That obviously stands out, and obviously being in the country where I'd played my football, and that was just great. And that sort of kick-start the next 6 months playing for the national team, and yeah, just the being in and around the boys was the most enjoyable thing to be in those camps. I'm sure the boys that just went to the World Cup, you know, playing the games was a highlight, but just being with the players and training and in the hotel and just being a family, that's the most enjoyable thing, just being with the group. And certainly a lot of players say when they retire, that's what they miss, the camaraderie and being in the dressing room. So yeah, that was probably the thing I was most disappointed about, not getting up to call up for Socceroos games, was just not being with the boys in that environment.
Yeah, you caught the end of the golden generation, you know, Lucas Neal, I think you partnered in central defence, Brett Emerton I'm sure was there, and Harry Kuehl, Timmy Cahill. So when you look at that squad compared to the one now as we head towards the 2019 Asian Cup in UAE?
Yeah, it's difficult because, as you say, golden generation, but you always sort of look back on past squads and past players and you always think they're a bit better. I tend to feel, even if you're comparing, say, English Premier League players and that and things like that, you're always going to say in 5 years Gerrard was better than this guy and that. So it's always difficult to compare, but there's some good players in the side now. Obviously, scoring goals has been a bit of an issue and something Graham Arnold, I think, said yesterday that he's got a clear plan for. So be interested to see what that is. But, you know, Trent Sainsbury just got to move to PSV. Sorry. So I do think there are some very talented players. Aaron Moy is doing great things. Tommy Rogic, Azani's exciting. So there is excitement. But I think some of those players just need to take that next step, just that next level. I think it's a great move for Trent. Obviously, if Rogic could secure a move to probably a slightly bigger, better team, Azani's going to get more experience, and certainly we're going to be one of the favourites, that's no doubt. But yeah, just be interested to see what Arnie does with his side now.
And Timmy Cahill, who you of course crossed paths with, I remember I saw you in a photo shoot with him for an A-League launch maybe a couple of years back or a year or two back. What about him, and when you look back on what he's achieved, is he the greatest Socceroo ever?
For me, regardless of where you play, it's about end product, and I think he's been the guy that's produced the most goals and created the most chances and things like that. So, you know, there's probably players that got more skill and more tricks up their sleeve, but for me it's always about goals, and he's the record goal scorer. So for me he is the best Socceroo of all time. His record's phenomenal. Whenever you called upon him, he was always there, ready to produce. And even at 38, I think he is now, 36, 37, 38, yeah. People were still crying out for him at the World Cup to come on. And when he did, he looked dangerous. So, he'll certainly be remembered as, in my eyes, the greatest Socceroo. And he's retired now, so it'll be interesting to see what he does. And I've seen he's doing his coaching badges, and whether or not he's got an eye to one day coaching the team, you know, only time will tell.
All right, the A-League season isn't too far away. It's going to be an interesting one when we see the makeup of the different teams. Obviously, some coaching personnel changes. What's your feeling about who's going to be dominating?
So far, from what I've seen in the FFA Cup and certainly the signings, I think it's going to be much of the same. I think it's going to be most of the teams are sitting pretty much where they sort of sat last season. I think Adelaide obviously are a good side. They'll be in around that third, fourth position. Western Sydney, I think, again, fourth, fifth. Perth, I think, are the ones that could improve a lot with the new manager and some key signings. Certainly in defence, they've got some big names now. But I think it's going to be Melbourne Victory. Certainly the signing of Honda is a massive signing, big statement for the A-League. And if he's able to produce with the players they've already got, the manager they've got, I think they're going to be the ones to beat. But I think Sydney's going to be the interesting one. Certainly the last two seasons, the team to beat, and new manager Corica coming in and lost a lot of their foreign sort of firepower with Bobo and the Polish lad. So,
Adrian.
Yeah, it's going to be massive to see who they bring in, and that could really determine where they finish.
Got to ask you about Usain Bolt with his trial with the Central Coast Mariners. Look, like you, he's a big unit, and he's a bit faster than you, but some people may have question marks about his footballing expertise. What do you think?
Oh, they're going to say he's fast like me, but every question about my footballing expertise at times as well, but no. It's an interesting one. I don't want the league to turn into a circus and a sort of a Mickey Mouse league where a publicity stunts are what everyone's after. But, you know, certainly given the Mariners plenty of exposure and who knows? You never know. He might come in and be able to add something. I don't think so. Wait and see how long it lasts for, but I can't see him securing a contract. He's 31, I think, and he's never played professional football. So, having played in the league, I know it's not an easy league to play in, so I'd be very surprised if he did secure a deal. And I think Central Coast should probably be concentrating on other things. Their side's struggling a bit, and it's going to be a difficult season for them.
And of course, we can't underestimate the A-League. I think a lot of people come there and expect it to be easy, but it's hot, the grounds are hard, it's very fast-paced. I mean, even the likes of Harry Kuehl have admitted that they didn't think it was so tough.
Yeah, no, it's a very tough league. Physically, it's you know, very, very demanding. I know some of the numbers that people put up in terms of distance run are right up there, if not more than the Premier League, because obviously in the Premier League, a lot of the time one team sits off and the other team has the ball. So there's not as much running. You sort of sit in your area and defend. In the A-League, it's a very transitional game, end-to-end sort of stuff, and that's why you see so many goals scored in transition. So yeah, fitness is the main reason, but it's a bit like when players come to Southeast Asia, they think it's semi-holiday and you can get found out pretty quick. So yeah, the A-League's certainly improving from strength to strength, and yeah, it's certainly no walk-up league that you're just going to come in and dominate.
And finally, you're a proud Adelaide boy. Of course, did, as we mentioned, have a really good time with Adelaide United in that AFC Champions League run, and also some good results in the A-League. When might we see you back in Adelaide with your family?
Yeah, at the moment I'm getting some opportunities in Asia to do some TV and some commentary. So sort of in the next 12 months, I'll be looking to get as much experience in that field as possible, and look to return to Australia probably in, you know, around 12 months' time, and look to really set up shop. It's been a long time since I've lived in Adelaide. I've been overseas for a good 7 or 8 years now, so I feel like the time's right to come home. But as I say, while I'm getting this chance, certainly in Singapore and in Malaysia to develop my skills and to improve my experience and my, you know, in front of the camera and things like that. It's something I definitely want to pursue.
And once you're in Adelaide, I no doubt you'll be looking for kimchi and nasi lemak, the two dishes that you've got a taste for in Asia.
Certainly have. Yeah, I might even have to open up a little restaurant if things don't work out in the media. Maybe bring a chef over as well. So, yeah, no, it's that's one of the beauties of Australia. It's very multicultural and so much food, and I'm sure I have no trouble.
All right, many thanks to Robbie Cornthwaite. The best of luck in your new chapter post-retirement.
Thank you very much.